This is episode number 2259 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Britney Spears is officially set to release new music for the first time in nearly 6 years.
Wow.
Now, Brit's collaborated with Elton John on a new version of his classic 1971 hit, Tiny Dancer.
Oh, that ought to suck. No, I'm kidding. When I thought to myself,
I'm thinking about her voice.
With Elton's.
With Elton John.
Well, Elton's 75-year-old voice. So he did, they did a rehash of his songs, Rocket Man and Sacrifice with Dua Lipa.
Right.
It was a fabulous song. Dua Lipa, of course, made it. It was fantastic. It was Cold, Cold Heart was the name of it. It was Elton John's first number one song in 16 years in the UK. 16 years. So, I mean, I think he's looking to strike gold twice.
If he still got it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, his 75-year-old voice versus his 40-something voice whenever Sacrifice came out, actually. You could tell. There's a marketable
Well, of course
difference.
You can. Yeah, yeah. You can tell, but it's
hitting
it's
them
still
high
good.
Notes and holding me closer, Tony Danza, is going to be a little tough for him these days.
Yeah, that's what Britney's
that
for.
Look that one up.
She'll do the Tony Danza part.
Okay.
So I'm kind of curious about her album cover. I think it'll be her on the cover with no clothes on.
Yeah,
just
right.
Just little stars in strategic places. She reportedly laid down her vocals at Elton's Beverly Hills recording studio last week.
Okay, cool.
So that's cool.
So they're hanging.
So apparently this was Elton's idea.
Well, you know, I saw a picture yesterday from the 90s, I would assume, or maybe the 2000s. She looked a little older, but it was her and a younger Elton than he is now. Together, smiling. They were probably at one of his, you know, his AIDS charity events.
Realize they were so tight.
I didn't either, but it was a charming picture.
Maybe he was one of her character witnesses. He might have, maybe he wrote a statement for her.
Wrote a statement.
At her trial.
You know, appeared now, on Zoom, something.
Sources say that Britney is officially back and super excited.
She's back
to collaboration. Oh, will this increase the naked pictures?
I don't know.
Now, if she's occupied doing something she loves, and
I hope that
she's
she
not
doesn't
beholden
butcher
to anybody.
This song.
Elton will let her.
Yeah, I get, well, I don't
nope,
know.
Nope, Elton will
I
let her.
Know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
And because they are close,
yeah.
I don't think she would want to butcher the song.
No, probably not.
Elton, are you?
Well, I don't know that she can
Elton
avoid
will
not
let anybody.
Butchering the song. She's not, you know, she's,
he's
she's not,
not let
Celine
anybody,
Dion or anybody like that.
He will not let anybody butcher his song.
Britney Spears.
So Britney's career has been heavily controlled during her conservatorship.
Well, that we know.
6 years since she last released an album,
yeah.
And I know that you're as giddy as a schoolgirl.
Oh, yeah, sure I am.
And she quit her Las Vegas residency a few years ago, saying that she was tired of performing then.
Well, they
but
were like,
she was under the thumb,
I
too.
I feel like she was one of the characters on Stranger Things, you know? She's being controlled by Papa. By Papa.
Yeah, that's, oh my gosh. Yes, by Papa.
By Papa.
But now she's not a puppet any longer.
No.
She's in control of herself.
Well, and you know
and
what?
Her own nakedness.
That's right. Good for Britney. And we'll see. It's coming out, what, you said later this month? Next month? That's
You're
cool.
such a Britney fan.
I kind of am, mostly from the Toxic days. My favorite Britney Spears song to this date is Toxic. I absolutely adore that song. I'm down with it. It's
I
okay.
just know whenever Toxic plays,
I stop everything.
You turn into Carlton.
I do. I do the Carlton.
Aaron Rodgers spent last season trying to look like John Wick.
Yeah.
So this year it appears he has a new inspiration.
Oh, a new inspiration.
He likes to change it up a bit.
Okay.
Aaron showed up to Green Bay Packers training camp on Tuesday with some long hair, a short beard, a white tank top.
Uh-oh, wife beater.
I can't unsee that.
Yeah.
And some light blue jeans.
Okay.
He was like embracing his inner Nicolas Cage.
Oh, no.
Looking like his
Oh, now that
character.
You say that, I can totally see that. Oh,
looking
man.
Looking like Cameron Poe.
Oh, my God. Nicolas Cage's doppelganger is Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my God.
From the 1997 hit film Con Air.
Oh, man.
In fact,
I could use to watch that movie again, though. I'm not a big...
It's been a long time.
I'm not a big Nick Cage fan, per se.
Right.
But some of the movies that he was in, The Rock was...
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And National Treasure was pretty good.
Yeah.
And, of course, Con Air was fantastic.
So the resemblance was uncanny.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And clearly intentional.
So totally see that now.
So Aaron Rodgers, wow. He's also been wildly mocked online for a super detailed tattoo he got this offseason.
Wow.
But he obviously doesn't care.
Well, why should he care? He's Aaron Rodgers.
He doesn't care. He's just going with it. But then again, he's getting $156 million for years.
Hello.
So I wouldn't care either. And he probably didn't have to worry about playing the lottery.
No. No.
No.
Of course
no,
not. No. So, though, he still has no girlfriend.
Nope.
I mean, the Shailene Woodley thing kind of petered out. And there are no more, even though
he admired
her.
Well, he's single, ready to
her.
Mingle right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And he didn't come to the San Francisco 49ers to finish his career. He's going to finish it in Green Bay.
Yep.
He's, MVP of the NFL last year, so good for him.
I keep trying to ask myself, would I have been okay if he had come to the Niners?
Nah, I don't know.
Would I have been okay if Tom Brady had
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Garoppolo is going to training camp tomorrow with the Niners. He's reporting for a visit.
Oh, really? So nobody's picked him up.
But who knows what's going to happen after that?
Yeah.
He's reporting for a physical. So
But August is here, man. It's preseason.
I know.
I mean, I have to order the NFL Network, on my Hulu package because it's time. It's time to start some red zone again. My God. I
won the Fantasy Football League for my family last season. So it's about time for it's getting close to time for our draft.
You guys are gonna draft soon?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I don't auto draft.
This is crazy.
I just wing it.
Well, you won. Good for
I
you.
I know.
That's great.
It was awesome. A fluke.
So totally awesome. All right, with our apologies to Halle Berry, I don't know why, but we'll apologize for it today. And more Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.